Hello, good morning. I hope you had a pleasant night rest. Glory to God. I am so excited this morning. God is indeed a good God. He's faithful. He never fails. He's always true. He's always with me. He never lets me be by myself. God is faithful. God is indeed faithful. Hallelujah. How's the fast been for you? For those who have been fasting, how's it been? And for those who haven't, it's not too late. You can start today. You can start tomorrow. But I think it's best to start right now. If you say tomorrow, tomorrow might move to another tomorrow, and might move to another tomorrow. It's for your own good, you know. It is not for me. It is not for anything I stand to gain from you. It is for you. It is for you. Praise God. Oh, Malabo Shakayaba. Ooh, I am so excited. I am so excited. Whew, hallelujah. God is good. You know, I'm going to be reading a scripture throughout this morning. And I hope it ignites a fire in you like it has ignited a fire in me. Praise God. So I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 1. And you, he made alive when you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins, in which at one time you walked habitually. You were following the course and fashion of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the earth. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly walks in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving, who go against the purpose of God. Among these, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by our corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, our cravings dictated by our senses and our dark imaginings, who were then by nature children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation, like the rest of mankind. But God, so rich is he in his mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which he loved us, even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him. For it is by grace, his favor, and mercy, which you did not deserve, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint sitting with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor, in his kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ Jesus. For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God, not because of works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It is not the result of what anyone can possibly do, so no one can pride himself in it or take glory to himself, for we are God's own handiwork. Hallelujah. His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living in the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Therefore, remember that at one time you were Gentiles, heathens in the flesh, called uncircumcision by those who called themselves circumcision, itself a mere mark in the flesh, made by human hands. Remember that you were at that time separated, living apart from Christ, excluded from all part in him, utterly estranged and outlawed from the rights of Israel as a nation, as strangers with no share in the sacred compact of the messianic promise, with no knowledge of or right in God's agreement, his covenants, and you had no hope, no promise. You were in the world without God. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were so far away, through, by, in the blood of Christ, have been brought near. Hallelujah. For he is himself our peace, our bond of unity and harmony. He has made us both Jew and Gentile one body, and he has broken down, destroyed, abolished the hostile dividing wall between us by abolishing in his own crucified flesh the enmity caused by the law with its decrees and ordinances, which he annulled, that he from the two might create in himself one new man, one new quality of humanity out of the two, so making peace. And he designed to reconcile to God both Jew and Gentile united in a single body by means of his cross, thereby killing the mutual enmity and bringing the feud to an end. And he came and preached the glad tidings of peace to you who were afar off, and peace to those who were near. For it is through him that we both, whether far off or near, now have an introduction, access by one Holy Spirit to the Father, so that we are able to approach him. Therefore, you are no longer outsiders, exiles, migrants, and aliens excluded from the rights of citizens, but you now share citizenship with the saints, God's own people, consecrated and set apart for himself. And you belong to God's own household. You are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself the chief cornerstone. In him, glory to God, the whole structure is joined, bound, welded together harmoniously, and it continues to rise It continues to grow. It continues to increase into a holy temple in the Lord. A sanctuary dedicated, consecrated, and sacred in the, to the presence of the Lord. In Him, and in fellowship with one another, you yourselves also are being built up into this structure with the rest to form a fixed abode, dwelling place of God in and by and through His Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited? I am excited. I'm excited about what God is doing in our lives. I'm excited about what God has already done in our lives. I'm excited about what God is doing even right now in our lives. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, just yesterday I was meditating in Ephesians 2:4. And I was simply amazed. God loves me so much. God had immense mercy and compassion for me. He loves me so much. He has embraced me with His love. I am excited. I'm excited about the fact that God is showing me how much He loves me. You see, at a time like this, this is the best time. This is the best time to seek God. Yes, you may not have known Him yesterday. You may not have known Him before now. You may have done things your way before now. But it doesn't stop you, my dear, my brothers and sisters. It doesn't stop you. It doesn't stop you from starting up today. Don't allow the voice of condemnation. Don't allow the voice, a contrary voice, to tell you, oh, you have wasted time. It's too late. No. God is with you even now. Hallelujah. God is with you now. He is rich in mercy. He is rich in compassion. Hallelujah. Hey, His mercies are eternal. They are new every morning. They are new every morning. Praise God. For those who have been listening, remember, like I told you, for the Daniel fast, we are going to be concentrating majorly on the Pauline prayers. Because I have taken so much of your time already, I'm just going to go straight to the point and we're going to take this confession together. Praise God. So please say after me. I pray and thank you, Heavenly Father, that from your glorious, unlimited resources, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Please listen to me, listen to me. I'm going to start this confession again, and I'm going to take long pauses so that you can repeat after me. I hope you do, and as you do, I pray, Lord, that these people, they will come to know that your word is true. They will come to know from experience, by reason of experience, that your word is true. Hallelujah. Now, say this after me. I pray and thank you, Heavenly Father, that from your glorious, unlimited resources, you empower me with inner strength through your Spirit. I thank you that Christ makes His home in my heart as I trust in Him. My roots grow deep down into God's love and keeps me strong. I have the power to understand, as well as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high and deep your love is, I experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. I am made complete with the fullness of life and power that come from God. Now, all glory to you, God, who is able through your mighty power at work within me to accomplish infinitely more than I might ask or think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I look forward to hearing your testimony. I look forward to the day when you reach out and say, "Ooh, Elizabeth, I listened to you. And the Spirit of God ministered." Now, it's not about me. In as much as my flesh, my desire to hear you say all of that, really, at the end of the day, whether I hear from you or not, doesn't matter. What matters is that your life is changing. Your life is changing to conform into the very image of Christ Himself. Remember, as we behold, we ourselves are also changed from one level of glory to another level of glory. Hallelujah. And that's my prayer for you, that every day of your existence on earth, you will continue to change from one level of glory to another level, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a great day ahead. God bless you.